I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It was a roller coaster day on Wall Street. A late rally canceled most of the dramatic losses from earlier in the day. The Dow Jones Index closed down, but not by much compared to recent days. That's the setting for this weekend's gathering of world financial leaders in Washington. Today, finance ministers from the group of seven industrialized countries got together at the U.S. Treasury Department. Later, they'll meet with officials from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The goal is to somehow restore confidence in the global financial system. Here's more from the world's Matthew Bell.
President Bush this morning pinned the blame for the financial meltdown on uncertainty and fear. He said this has been a deeply unsettling period for the American people, many of whom have serious concerns about their retirement accounts and the health of the U.S. economy.
Here's what the American people need to know. That the United States government is acting. We will continue to act to resolve this crisis and restore stability to our markets.
The president said the U.S. government is using all the tools at its disposal to tackle the problem. In a series of moves, it's putting hundreds of billions of dollars on the line. Mr. Bush plans to meet with financial officials from around the world this weekend to help coordinate these efforts on a global scale. The president and members of his economic team are meeting with finance ministers from the group of seven leading economic powers, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank.
Through these efforts, the world is sending an unmistakable signal. We're in this together, and we'll come through this together.
In many ways, our regulators and governments have looked like the ultimate rabbit in the headlights as the car moves down the highway and they froze and didn't know what to do.
Peter Hahn of the Cass Business School in London.
Now we see those people responsible in varying countries have realized what the problem is. They're now driving the vehicle and they're trying to get it on the road.
Hahn says banks are a big part of the problem, but they're also part of the solution. This meltdown started when the U.S. housing bubble burst and created a global credit squeeze. That's put banks from Europe to Asia to Latin America at risk of failure. Hahn says one step toward a solution is for governments and central banks to do what Great Britain is now proposing to do and what U.S. officials say they're contemplating, and that is to inject cash directly into troubled banks.
So I think the meetings in Washington and the other meetings that are going on right now are trying to come up with a common strategy. It may not be exactly the same in each country, but a general group of rules where each country can help its banks without its solution damaging banks in the neighboring country.
While the financial crisis is clearly global, there is no truly global financial regulatory body. That's one cause of the current crisis, according to IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
That's part of the lessons of this crisis, that finally markets do not regulate themselves enough. I'm a free marketer and I support free market, but free market to work well needs some regulation. And obviously, at least in the financial sector, regulation and supervision was not strong enough, and that's the reason we're in such a mess. So we have to understand that to have free market working well, we need more regulation.
Strauss-Kahn says there might be a role for the IMF in creating a new 21st century regulatory framework, but that's something the IMF has never done before. The current president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, thinks the key is to improve cooperation between the leading economies of the world.
What was done in Britain, you know, may be different than what's done in other European countries or what's done in the United States. But there needs to be some recognition that however you do it, you need to try to get at that problem and try to do it in a way that doesn't cause conflicts.
Zoellick also wants to enhance cooperation between the G7 and emerging economies like China and India. The challenge now is to do so in the midst of a fast-moving crisis. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.